I'm Don Tolleson, live on the Miller Lite flight deck. And once again today, we in the Eagles organization are so proud to honor one of the all-time Eagle greats. We're going to take a look right now at a video showing you his electric career in Eagles green. Let's hear it for the pride of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Ricky Waters!
Ricky Waters would not take no for an answer. If he saw a linebacker in the hole impeding his path toward a first down, Waters made that linebacker miss. If there was a defensive back in the flat and Waters had the ball, he'd find a way to gain positive yards. In his three seasons with the Eagles, from 1995 through 1997, Waters was one of the most productive running backs in the league. He rushed for more than 1,000 yards in each of the three seasons and had his most remarkable seasons in 1995 and 1996. Waters carried the Eagles to the playoffs those years, first gaining more than 1,700 yards with 12 touchdowns from the line of scrimmage in 1995, and then following that up with a league-high 353 carries to gain 1,411 yards with 13 rushing touchdowns in 1996. Waters added 51 receptions and 444 yards in his second Pro Bowl season with the Eagles.
Oh, yes, he was electric. He is back in town, looking like he could still play. Let's give it up for former Eagles great, Mr. Ricky Waters.
What's up, Eagle fans? It's so good to be back here with you. Some of the most passionate fans in the country, in the world, are Eagles fans. Having come here, having grown up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, right down the turnpike, this is home for me, baby, and I'm glad to be home. Yes, yes. And it's just one thing I want to do before I get out of here, if I can for you. That's lead you in a cheer. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! One more time. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Hey, thank you. You guys are great fans. You've always been great fans to me. You've always treated me great. I really appreciate that. I wanted to come here and tell you face to face. That's what it's all about. I played with a lot of heart when I was here, and I will always do that because you guys or have a lot of heart as well. So thank you for being the way you are, and keep doing it. And before you know it, you're going to get that Super Bowl that you deserve. That's right.
Ricky Waters, as soon as he and his great sixth grader son came up here, the Eagles scored a touchdown. Thank you, my friend, for joining us. Ricky Waters, when we come back, Red Zone highlights from around the NFL.
It's more than just a seat. It's more than a few square feet of plastic, concrete, and steel. It's more than a row or a seat number. It's about us, the Eagles fans, who fill this stadium with the memories of our heroes, the triumphs, and all the glories. Because to us, it's not a seat. It's where we make history.
We are back, and it is time for the NFL Red Zone. Of course, if the Eagles win, they go to 4-2. Let's check out what else is going on in the division. Three important games, one in progress. The Dallas Cowboys taking on the Ravens in Baltimore. Let's check out the highlights right now. Trailing by three, the Cowboys put together an eight-play, 80-yard drive. Felix Jones from 22, and the Cowboys take the lead. But the Ravens respond. They have an 8-play, 80-yard drive. Ray Rice pounds it in for the one. Right now, Ravens up 17-10 on the Dallas Cowboys. All right, the undefeated Atlanta Falcons. They're hosting the Oakland Raiders. Penn charters Matt Ryan and Roddy White in the back of the end zone. But the Raiders are surprising today. Carson Palmer, Denarius Moore. It'll be a 25-yard touchdown. And folks, the Atlanta Falcons coming in here next, and check out this score right now. The Raiders 13, the Falcons 7. Let's go up to the new Meadowlands where the Jets are taking on the Indianapolis Colts. A deflection on the pass right there. Antonio Cromartie with the pick. Now the interception stood, but the touchdown wouldn't. But the Jets do score. Sean Green taking it in from 10 yards out. And right now, the New York Jets up big on the visiting Indianapolis Colts, 21-6. It is time now for the Battle of Ohio. One team looking for a rebound win. Another just wants a W. Bengals get on the board. Andy Dalton to Jermaine Gresham. It goes for 55 yards and a Bengals touchdown. But here come the Cleveland Browns. Brandon Whedon will connect with the rookie out of Baylor, Josh Gordon. 71 yards, and the Browns seem to be back in business, even though they're 0-5, and right now the Bengals, though, leading 14-7. The surprising St. Louis Rams at 3-2 under former Eagles coach Jeff Fisher. Ryan Tannehill for the Dolphins. Marlon Moore with the catch. 29-yard touchdown to take the lead, and that lead stands right now. The Dolphins 10, the St. Louis Rams 6. Kansas City at Tampa Bay. Josh Freeman with the big arm going for the deep strike, and he completes it to Mike Williams. 62 yards for the Buccaneers touchdown. And right now it is Tampa Bay up 7-3 over Kansas City. Eagles fans, enjoy the second half, and thank you so much for your support of our campaign against breast cancer. We continue to look for your support to help so many people. Enjoy that second half. I'm Don Tolleson. That's it for the Miller Lite Flight Deck Halftime Report.